Dennis, why are you standing in the corner?
You'll find out as soon as the phone rings.
What are you doing that for, Mr. Wilton?
Hello, Mr. Dorfman. Oh, I'm trying to chase away these blasted starlings. They're just ruining my garden.
Yeah, they're all over the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, according to a book I have on pest control, loud noises are supposed to scare them away.
They don't look very scared to me.
Yeah. But I just got to keep on trying. Oh, some mail for me?
Oh, yeah. Here's the magazine.
Oh, thanks.
And your telephone bill and a letter from Mrs. Wilson.
Oh. Anything else? Tomorrow's my birthday. I was expecting a few cards.
Well, I'll just take a look. How long is Mrs. Wilson going to be away?
Oh, as long as her mother needs her. Can't say for sure.
No, I'm afraid that's all for today.
What's that one? That looks like my sister's handwriting.
No, that's for Miss Cathcart.
Oh. Boy, do I hate to deliver mail there. Is she still chasing you?
Still chasing and still singing those songs. Do you know that she usually waits for me right by the mailbox?
Oh, down by that arch, huh?
No, it's up on the front porch now. She moved it up there so she'd get a better crack at me.
Oh, those blasted birds.
You seem to have more of them than anyone.
I know, and I just can't understand it. I'm certainly doing my part to drive them off.
Boy, you sure have thrown a lot of bread into Mr. Wilson's yard this week. Yeah. Before I started doing it, he didn't have practically any starlings at all. Maybe he doesn't like starlings.
Mr. Wilson? Sure he does. Mr. Wilson loves all birds. He's even a member of the Bird Watchers.
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow's Mr. Wilson's birthday. And you know what I'm going to get him for a present?
What?
A whole loaf of bread to feed his starlings with.
I wonder who's doing all that banging.
I don't know, but I wish they'd stop. They're making the birds so nervous they might fly away.
Boy, starlings sure make a lot of noise.
Sure. That's the best thing about them, because all the time they're singing.
Say, maybe a different kind of sound would... The door.
To hide from me again?
Oh, no, Miss Cathcart. I just didn't want to disturb you. I thought perhaps you were taking a nap.
I've got some cookie and milk waiting for you.
Oh, well, I can't stop now, Miss Cathcart. I've got to deliver the mail.
Oh, and these dusty shoes? Now, you come right in the house. I'll give them a nice brushing for you.
Kent.com, your 24-7 mortgage solution. Apply online or call us at 1-800-71-FIXED.
That's right. You'll have to pick the lock. The address is 625 Elm Street. That's right. Fine. Well, I'll expect you right away. Goodbye. Oh, thanks for the use of the phone, Mitchell.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Wilson. How'd you like yourself out?
Oh, well, I was out on the front porch trying to scare the starlings away, and a draft caught the door.
These starlings are a real problem this year. I've never seen so many. They're all over the neighborhood.
I'm home! How many times have I told you about slamming that door? Now go back out and come in again.
Okay.
Well, I think I'd better be running along.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Boy, are you glad to see me.
Oh, why?
Because tomorrow's your birthday and I got a swell surprise for you.
Why, Dennis, that was very nice of you. You're my good little friend.
I know it. Do you want me to sit on your lap?
Well...
Oh! Mr. Wilson, did I put my knee in your stomach?
Yes, you did.
I'll get off and get on again.
Oh, no. Aren't you going to tell me what you're giving me for my birthday?
Heck no, then it wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, aren't you even going to give me a hint?
No, but you'll like it. What are you doing over here, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I came over to use the telephone to call a locksmith. I can't get into my house, Dennis.
How come you can't get into your house?
Well, I was out on the front porch and a gust of wind blew the door shut behind me.
Keepers, I'll climb up your gate pipe and go in your bedroom window.
No.
What if I climb down your chimney?
Certainly not.
What if we bust a window?
Oh, of course not.
Dennis, I think you'd better run out and play.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson, about those starlings, there must be something we can do to get rid of them.
I've done everything I know. I've beaten Martha's dishpan to a pulp.
How about calling in professional help?
Well, I don't know what good that would do. If I got rid of them in my yard, they'd just fly back in from somebody else's.
That's right. The whole neighborhood ought to be cleared.
But who could afford to pay for that?
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if we made a neighborhood project out of it and asked everybody to chip in.
Why, Alice, that's a wonderful idea.
Yes, honey, that's a good idea.
Well, by golly, let's do it. I know just the man to get for the job. Of course, he's a crusty old bachelor, but he certainly knows his business when it comes to getting rid of starlings.
Well, we'll have to organize the neighborhood first. Find someone who's well-known, reliable, and has organization ability.
In other words, a leader.
Yeah.
I'll get started right away.
Miss Cathcart, my foot is getting cold.
Oh, well, it's those thin socks you wear. Don't you worry. I'm going to knit you some wool ones.
Well, it's not the socks, Miss Cathcart. You have my shoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll hurry. There now. Isn't that shiny?
Yes, that's fine, Miss Cathcart. Thank you.
Well, I better be... Mother couldn't stand dusty shoes, and she always said a woman's place was to take care of a man and entertain him.
Well, I better be going.
I haven't entertained you yet. Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. For goodness sake, now who can that be? Be back in a moment.
Miss Cathcart, I've got to talk.
Well, not right now, Mr. Wilson. I'm entertaining.
Who?
Mr. Darfman. Mr. Darfman!
What I wanted to talk to you about...
Just 1 minute, please, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Darfman?
Miss Cathcart, I have a number of other people to contact, so I'll get right to the point. The starlings in this area have become such a problem that joint action must be taken.
What starlings?
What starlings? Why, they're swarming all over the neighborhood.
There haven't been any around here. Ah, he got away.
They must be around here.
Well, I haven't heard or seen one in my yard.
If you don't have them now, you soon will have. Now, I'm asking everybody in the neighborhood to contribute toward hiring a professional to get rid of them.
I don't see why I should contribute when they haven't been bothering me.
But, Miss Cathcart, it's like the plague. Why, no one's immune. And once they get in your yard like they are in mine, you'll sign up quickly enough.
Well, suppose I agree. How do I know this professional could get rid of them?
Oh, the man I have in mind has an excellent reputation. Of course, you might not like him as a person. He's a crusty old codger.
I still don't see why I should contribute.
But then I guess a person gets crusty when he owns his own business and is so successful and so alone. He's a bachelor.
I'll get my purse.
Now, do you think you can do the job, Mr. Prince? We want to clear the entire neighborhood.
Of course he can do it.
How would you know?
Well,
of course I can do it. Results are guaranteed.
Ah, fine. Now, we don't want the birds hurt. We just want them driven away.
He wouldn't hurt them.
this lady your wife?
No, I'm a maiden lady. I'm Miss Cathcart. I'm not married.
Figures. Don't worry, I won't hurt them.
Now, what's your technique?
Have it right here in the safe.
Yes, just play it over the phonograph.
Do you mean to tell me we're paying you $150 just to play a phonograph recording?
No, you're paying me $150 to get rid of the starlings, and this record will do it.
Well, how's it work?
This is the cry of a wounded starling. I spent 2 weeks in the woods before I could get this record. Now, when the other starlings hear it, they fly away from what they think is the source of danger.
Why, that's absolutely brilliant.
Common sense. I'll be at your house at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I tell you, getting rid of those starlings will make it the finest birthday I've ever had. I want both of you to be there at 2 o'clock tomorrow to see how he works. We'll have a little party.
Wonderful. And I may as well tell you right now, I've baked you a birthday cake. Now bring it along when I come.
Oh, now, Alice, you shouldn't have. What flavor?
Chocolate.
Mitchell, you have a wonderful family. Oh, I want you to bring Dennis over, too. He has a little surprise for me, you know.
Well, I wouldn't expect too much, Mr. Wilson.
Oh? Didn't you go shopping with him?
Oh, no, we don't even know what it is.
It's apparently something he's gotten together by himself.
Well, probably a collection of some kind. I'll treasure it all the more.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Dennis.
Boy, Mom, now that we got company, can I stay up for a while?
Oh, I'm just going home.
Say you goodnights and go to bed, dear.
Okay. Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night. Just a minute, Dennis. I want you to come over to my house tomorrow at 2 o'clock because, well, we're having a little party.
Swell. That's because it's your birthday, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Well, partly that, but mostly because tomorrow I hope to get rid of those starlings. That's right. Well, Mitchell's good night. I'll be running along.
Fine. Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night.
All right, young man, up to bed.
Wait a minute, Mom. Doesn't Mr. Wilson like starlings?
He sure doesn't.
They're ruining his garden.
But I thought he loved birds.
Well, he does, but...
Mr. Wilson just refuses to admit that a starling is a bird.
Sure they're birds. They're swell birds. They got feathers and everything.
Well, don't you worry about it, son.
Can you tell us what it is you're giving Mr. Wilson for his birthday?
I don't know now. I kind of think what I was giving him isn't his favorite. Maybe what I'll do is get rid of the starlings for him.
You do that, son.
Good night, dear.
Good night, son.
Night, Mom. Night, Dad. Hey, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I need some liver, okay?
Oh, in the refrigerator. Honey. Honey, was Dennis just in here? I just had the craziest dream. I dreamt Dennis came in here and asked for some liver.
No, it's a crazy dream, all right, I think. Go back to sleep.
Yeah? Hey, Tommy, Mr. Wilson wants to get rid of starlings, not have them.
Yeah?
And I gotta help him get rid of them because today's his birthday.
How are you gonna do that?
With his swell liver. Come on, you better get your clothes on. You gotta help me.
Okay.
Are we gonna play games too?
I don't think it's that kind of a party, son.
Didn't you bring his present?
It's gonna be a surprise, Mom.
Oh, my. Well, you handle that as though it weighed practically nothing.
That's just about what it does weigh.
Well, perhaps after you play your record here, we could go over to my house and play. It. Wow.
But the starlings weren't bothering you.
Oh, well, they're not, but...
Oh, excuse me. I'll get it. Oh, Mitchell, Alice. Well, we're about set.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Alice. Oh, hello, Dennis. Did you want something?
Did you forget, Mr. Wilson? You invited me to your party.
Yes, I guess I did. Mr. Prince and Miss Cathcart are already here. We're about set to go. Come on in.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Miss Cathcart.
Hi, Miss Cathcart.
Hello.
Oh,
Mr. Prince, I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell and Dennis.
How do you do,
Mr. How do you Prince? Do? We're anxious to see if this works.
Oh, don't worry. It works all right.
Well, sit down, everybody.
Look out! You were about to sit on my record.
Boy, that was close.
Did you notice that, Mr. Wilson? I didn't do it.
Why, I'd rather lose my right arm than that record. It'll take me weeks to have it duplicated.
I'll plug the record player in for you.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. It's all ready.
You like him, don't you, Miss Cathcart?
Well, yes.
Do you like him as much as you like Mr. Garfunkel?
Yes.
Are you going to shine his shoes?
Dennis.
Yes,
dear, what a wonderful idea. Why don't you go out and play baseball with Tommy?
Yes, son, run along outside and play.
But what about the starlings?
Oh, you can see what happens outside.
But what about the cake?
Oh, we'll call you in time for that.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do because it's your birthday, Mr. Wilson? I'm going to hit you a home run.
Well, fine, you do that. All right, now run along.
Well, if you're all ready, I'll go ahead.
Oh, yes, we're ready and waiting, Mr. Prince.
Shall I unwrap the record for you?
No, nobody touches this record but me. It's far too valuable. 2 weeks in the woods to get this record. The only other copy in existence is in Tennessee.
Tennessee? Why?
There it is.
Oh. All right, Tommy, right over the plate. I'm going to hit a home run for a good old Mr. Wilson. All right, here it comes.
Blast! Oh, no. Oh, great Scott.
Oh, no.
I'll skin that boy alive. Mitchell, this is the last straw.
Well, now remember, Mr. Wilson, he was hitting it for your birthday.
Oh. Dennis Mitchell!
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson. Was it a good one? I didn't see where it went.
You realize what that boy is doing to me?
Doing to you? Look what he's done to me. 2 weeks in the woods, in the cold, in the wet, hiking over mountains, surrounded by wild animals. And now it's gone. All gone.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Prince.
If there's anything I can do to make it up to you, Mr. Prince, just let me know.
You can spend 2 weeks in the woods for me.
Now, there's no point in being gloomy. After all, this is a party, and I know just what I'm going to do to cheer you up.
Now, Miss Cathcart, I don't think...
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee.
Is that what moon and starling sounds like?
Heck no.
That's good old Miss Cathcart. Doesn't she sing swell?
A beautiful dream.
Hey, look! The queen of my soul. They're all flying out of Mr. Wilson's yard.
A beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Hey, as soon as you started to sing, all the starlings flew away.
What? Why, great Scott, they are flying away.
Honey, look at them go.
Yes.
Sing, Miss Cathcart, sing.
Well, I really don't think that...
Now, you do it for me.
Well...
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, on the flickering shadows, the softly come
louder,
and
Miss
go.
Oh, it was one of the finest birthdays I've ever had. I got rid of all those starlings about 2 hours ago. My glasses? Oh, I don't care. I'm wearing my spares anyway. Oh, say, guess what, Martha? I think Mr. Prince is going to have a new partner in his business. Who? Why, Miss Cathcart, of course. Huh? Tonight? Oh, I don't know. I'll just watch television, go to bed early, get a good night's sleep. Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning will be the first time in weeks I won't be awakened by those blasted starlings. Huh? You hear it too, Martha? Well, I don't know what it is. Oh, just a minute, dear. There's someone at my front door. Just a minute. Hang on.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis, I'm on the...
Boy, if those starlings ever come back, will they be surprised. Now that I put Limber up there to get rid of the starlings, your trees are full of cats. Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
They were at the height of their careers, starring in America's top-rated sitcom. But after the ride was over, typecasting made subsequent roles scarce. For a mule, a rooster, a polecat, there was the occasional commercial, a few ill-fated spin-offs, a tell-all memoir. Some made headlines of a different sort. See the critters in their prime. Watch the Beverly Hillbillies, next on TV Land.